Was that you?
No.
I don't know that I ever...
Oh,
yes, it is. I was like, I don't remember ever hearing that at the end of that song.
My bad.
That's weird. I'm like, how have I missed that all these years?
All these years I've been playing that song, and I don't remember that ending.
Happy tinkling noise at the end of the song.
No, that's me.
Like a
Sorry.
Cow in here or something.
It is Kevin and Sluggo in
What's
the afternoon.
Up?
What's happening?
How you doing, man?
You know. I'm living.
It's a very happy little tone you got there on your phone. It's very cheerful.
Yeah, I'm a cheerful person.
Yeah, I have a pinball machine for mine. So
Do
it sounds
you?
Like yeah, it sounds like I'm playing pinball when
someone's
right. calling. Yeah. Always makes me want to play some pinball. Fascinating, right?
But you keep yours turned off. That's the difference. Keeping
all the time, 24/7.
Let's talk about Gimme Five.
Yeah, so you guess what our little theme is. We play a whole bunch of songs all in a row that have something to do with each other, and the first person to get through and guess what the theme is. Going to go get to see Stephen Piercy from Rat in the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. That's going to be happening on July 26th. Once again, Matt Pinfield is hosting it. You can probably get yourself in if you go to 95.5KLOS.com right now and search for that, and you can put your name in to enter or be listening at 5 o'clock for the theme. Figure it out, and you get 4 tickets if you're the first person to guess.
We have What's Up with Florida.
What's Up with Florida?
We have a woman, another person who is considered dead.
Pronounced dead.
Pronounced dead, taken to the mortuary, and is still alive.
Yeah, these nursing homes, they do a bang-up job, I can tell you. And she was like, hold on, I'm alive.
I'm still
Wait,
alive.
I'm not dead yet.
You will be soon. You're very ill.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Who's naked now?
Too many people. Way too many.
Who's naked now?
This is the second time we've had this story, but it just happened again. Visitors to sunflower fields urged to stop posing naked for photo shoots.
Why sunflowers?
It's a British farm,
okay.
And they have, it's just like sunflowers as far as you can see.
You see them? They're massive. They're
yeah.
so huge. Okay,
it's
all
called
right.
the Stoke Fruit Farm off England's south coast.
Okay.
And visitors have been stripping naked to take pictures with the flowers. It's like an Instagram place.
Why?
I guess.
I mean, you know those flowers that are happen up in northern, California or
right.
whatever. Everybody goes up there and takes a lot of pictures. I don't remember seeing any nudists around there. Why are the sunflowers?
You're not going to the right places.
Like in making people get naked.
They say on Facebook, reminder to all, we are a family area. Please keep your clothes on in the sunflowers.
That's so weird.
And then they say, we have 350 acres.
Wow.
You can take that nudity someplace where everybody can't see it.
Right. Exactly.
And this is the second time they've had to put up signs that say
really?
No nudity.
Yes. That's so weird. I've never heard of sunflowers inspiring nudity before.
But you're on your way there now.
Who needs money? Me.
I need money.
I've invested some of the dollars I've won. And
have you?
Yeah, I'm up to like, I think $3.75 in
wow,
the bank.
Wow, well
now.
Done.
Thank you. I'm very proud of
you
that.
You should get into crypto.
Are you sell any crypto by
I
any
do
chance?
Not, no.
Oh, okay.
The top 10 reasons employees may be fired.
That's one of my favorite subjects. I love that subject.
Top 10 reasons employees may be fired.
Maybe fired.
Mm-hmm. We're going to need to have you come into the office today, a little chat here, and can close that door. All those things are so fun.
That they? Really is strange, the sense that you have. Like when I got fired in Phoenix,
mm-hmm.
he said, all he said was, hey, can you come in?
Right. Well, they don't want to tip
and
their
I
hand.
And I knew.
Yeah, of course.
100% exactly what was happening.
That's always the
it's
word.
Really strange.
I need to have a word with you here really quick.
Right.
So top 10 reasons for people being fired.
Employees may be fired.
I mean, I guess not doing your work on time or even at all. So just like failing to complete tasks. Not doing your work. Oh, no way! Are you kidding me right now?
That's number one.
We which means if you hit number one, you
on
win
your first guess.
That damn dollar. Well, that was what they were complaining about me. Actually, the one I remember was inappropriate, unwanted sexual advances, I think.
What?
The specific wording. No, just kidding, of course. By the way, One American Dollar is brought to you by Yamava Resort and Casino at San Manuel. We hope you enjoyed it. Spend one American dollar at Yamava, and maybe you'll become a millionaire. Visit yamava.com. All right, top 10 reasons. Let's hear them.
Top 10 reasons employees may be fired. Number one, poor performance.
Poor performance.
Why am I starting with number one? Number 10, insubordination.
Screw you. Yep. You know, you don't know what you're doing.
Number nine, inappropriate use of social media.
Oh, that didn't even occur to me.
That's a newer one, yeah.
Yeah, especially since our job, you have to be on social media.
Number eight, tardiness.
Being late. Now, yep. I don't think I know any employees who
not me either.
Habitually late.
Anybody who's habitually late doesn't care. And should be punished. Number seven, damaging or stealing property.
Yep, stealing, sure.
Top 10 reasons employees may be fired.
So keep these in mind, people. Are you doing these things?
Number six, using company property for personal reasons.
Oh, that's a good one.
Number five, substance abuse while on the job.
What, man?
Number four, violating company policy, which is a catch-all.
That, exactly.
Yeah.
You know, you violated company policy.
Number three, taking too much time off. Number two, inappropriate behavior and misconduct.
Woohoo! That's my favorite.
And number one is poor performance.
Well, I swear, this is the first time it's ever happened to me.
An honorable mention, they eliminated your day part.
Give me five.
Stephen Piercy of Rat is next up in the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room, hosted as always by Matt Penfield. It's going to be happening next Friday, July 26th, at a private location. We've got four tickets for you to go to that, experience that, if you can guess what the theme is on today's Gimme Five. Five songs in a row have something in common. First person to get through, 818-955-KLOS, and guess what the theme is, wins. Good luck.
It's Gimme Five. What do you think the theme is?
I think it's the bands or songs that are covered.
Covered. Cover song.
Nope.
Good guess, though, since that was a cover of Led Zeppelin. But that is incorrect. Thanks for trying.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
This is Alan from Anaheim.
Alan, what do you think the theme is today on Gimme Five?
Cover song.
Yeah, that's what I think everyone's going to guess. Sorry, man, that's not it. So take a listen to another song and see if you can guess what the theme is.
Hi, KLOS, who's this?
What's up, guys? It's Mickey.
What do you think the theme is on Gimme Five today?
I want to say bands with three names in them.
Bands with three names. Stone Temple Pilots, Electric Light Orchestra.
Interesting. Nope.
I'm sorry, that's incorrect, but a great guess.
Oh, damn.
Right on, man. Thanks for trying. Hi, KLOS. Who are you?
Fellas, hi. It's Kurdian. How are you guys?
Great. What do you think our little theme is today on Gimme Five?
Summer classic hits.
What? Summer classic hits? I'm able to roll that up and smoke it, but unfortunately, that's not what we're doing. I think there's an outside possibility this one will give you the idea what we're looking for. You can see Stephen Piercy from Rat and KLOS Helpful Honda Room, July 26th at a private location. One of my favorite screams in rock history. It is the KLOS Freeride. It's brought to you by your Southern California Toyota dealers. They make it easy. Who are you?
This is Laura.
And Laura, what do you think the little theme is? Gimme Five today.
I think that it's all the bands have like letters, you know, like ELO, STP, AC/DC.
You think right.
Right on.
You win.
Cool.
You're going to see Stephen Piercy from Rat in the KLOS Helpful Honda Room with three of your closest enemies.
How awesome is that?
Right? All right, we got one more band to throw in. They sort of fit for sure. R.E.M., but congratulations to you.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, a little ARF we do, the All Request Fest. That's one of the most requested Rush selections we get during that particular show, Graham. And that wraps up a twofer from them. We have a four-pack of tickets for you now to go this summer to Six Flags Magic Mountain, the thrill capital of the world. If you call this very second and you're caller 25, you get a four-pack, so you can get super thrilling deals on tickets and passes when you visit sixflags.com today. But call me right this second and be caller 25, and I can hand over this four-pack of tickets, and nobody gets hurt. KLOS. Hello, KLOS. I know it's a rather personal question, but who's this?
Kevin.
Kevin?
Yes, sir.
You're caller 25.
Yeah, man. That's awesome. I have... So I got to pull over here real quick.
Getting totally flustered. I love it. Yay, good for you.
This was a shock to get through. It's just amazing.
Nice.
I don't know what to say.
You're getting flustered again, and I like it. I approve. Dude, you got a four-pack of tickets to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain.
Dude, I love it. I turn 55 tomorrow, and it's time to go back and be a kid again.
Damn straight it is. Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.
Comedian Joe Bartnick is going to be here tomorrow afternoon at 4 p.m. with Frazier Smith to talk about the next Blue Shirt Comedy Night, which is this coming Thursday at the Laugh Factory. Renee Vaca, Adam Ray, Gary Cannon, and Rachel Feinstein will be on stage for sure. But, you know, Gary Cook showed up at the last one out of the blue. It is the third Thursday every month, so you never know who's going to be on stage. You can buy tickets right this second at laughfactory.com for Kevin Ryder's Blue Shirt Comedy Night this Thursday. Or if you're caller 25 right this second, we'll get you in. We'll get you some tickets to that show this coming Thursday at the Laugh Factory. Again, you can buy tickets right now at laughfactory.com or be caller 25 818-955 KLOS. All right, let's get you in to see Stephen Piercy from Rat in the KLOS Helpful Honda Rock Room. Only way in is to win your way in, but you can do it through the back door. Ow! Go to 95.5KLOS.com. You can enter the contest there as well. It's happening July 26th at a private location, but if you're caller 25 right now, 818-955-KLOS, got a four-pack of tickets for you. Hi, KLOS. Who's this?
My name's Valerie.
Valerie, would you like to hang out with Stephen Piercy of Rat?
Freaking-lutely.
He's going to be in the Helpful Honda Rock Room on Friday, July 26th. You bring three friends. You hang out with Matt Finfield. You listen to some loud music. You have a good time?
Yes. Sorry, I'm in shock right now. Yes.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
Well, that's a good shock to be in, ain't it?
Oh, yeah. My husband's going to be so excited. Oh, my gosh.
Very cool. Well, you and your husband and a couple more friends going on Friday, July 26th.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Absolutely welcome. Channel 5.
No, chase, whatever. That's for local ones. Yeah. This one's from Alabama. Okay. I search. Do I spend too much time on it? Yes, I do. Yes.
All right, here's what happened, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The SUV did not stop. Officers tail.
Having already released the single Surfin' Safari, the Beach Boys were signed to Capitol Records on this day in rock in 1962. Exactly half of the songs on the U.S. Top 40 on this day in rock in 1983, 20 of them out of the top 40 were by British acts, which is the most since 1965, hence the phrase New Wave. It was the new wave of European artists taking over, first time since the 60s. A couple of songs from the 1980s landed in the top 40 on this day in rock in 2022. Do you know where this is going? Metallica's Master of Puppets and Kate Bush's Running Up That Hill, all thanks to season 4 of Stranger Things.